Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call.
I want to let you know, Annette, I want you to read Psalm, but I can't have it wrote down. Psalms 19 and 83, Psalms 100, Annette, I want you to read that. Because the things you asking God for, he's going to grant them to you. This is divine talk with God. God talks to us. But you have a talk, just have a little talk with God and everything be all right. So, Annette, I want to tell you, when I come down to Mississippi, I'm going to make sure I come by your house and see you. I got to come down to Mississippi. And Mr. White will be coming with me. And we're going to come down there. I'm trying to do it this year before I go into next year because we're going to be doing the wedding. So, Ned, I want you to read that. Ned, what you put your money in for, I want you to see to the ministry, and things gonna work out for you. But not only that, I'm gonna bring you some stuff when I come to Mississippi. Tonight, I'm praying for the Hawkins family, and I want to tell the Hawkins family there's no sorrow on earth to ever get out of here. So I'm praying for the Hawkins family tonight that we're going through some death in their family. So I'm praying for them. And I want to say, Sister Lena May, my friend, happy birthday to her and her family, and when you come to me in the spirit, because you push them to do what they do, because the enemy is trying to lock them up and trying to disrespect them, okay? Now, this what she said, and I want to say that Sister Lena May Hamilton from Monroe, Louisiana, and I want to say this, I want to be the first to say it, because she behind it. Sister Lena May, I don't know what you might call it, Lena May Sports Bar and Cafe, okay? And I want to announce it on her birthday, and her birthday is on the 10th. I'm going to announce it on the birthday, her birthday. I'm going to announce it. And all her folks write it down, we're going to make it work. I'm going to come down and make it work because I know it'll work. I mean, it's got to be something black owned, black operated. Ain't no alcohol left.
Him, and he's going to be
And when we come to Detroit, we're going to set things up for Reverend Dale Hawkins. You know, the devil want to keep you under the radar, but God want to lift you up because you can help people. And I want you to help, Mayor, I want you to help Reverend Dale Hawkins keep him on the straight way. Well, once we come, he's ready to go. He don't even know yet that God's going to use him. But God was using him when you was carrying him in your belly, and also have become, some people is gifted from God to do certain things. And I think Deborah Ann, out of all her family members, you are gifted to hold the family together. And your mother told me on her birthday, they scared that she might appear. They would sit down. And when she appeared, and when I called, she coming to somebody, and somebody going to say what she got to say. But tonight, I'm having Sister Mary Hawkins.
Sister Mary Hawkins.
23rd number song. After that, I'm going to have the Hawkins sisters the same. So get ready. Psalm 119. I want everybody to read that. Psalm 91, Psalm 27 and 23. I want all this month. This is the last month in the year. Baby, I want you to get that success. I want you to fight death and sickness. Somebody have an accident. I told a lady, don't get in the car with her friend. And she didn't go. She had an accident. See what I'm saying? He dead now. What I'm telling you, when the prophet tells you something, you better listen. You ain't got to love me. Just listen to what I said. Because if God tells me to give it to you, I'm going to give it to you like it is, if you like it or not. Okay? They just brought the girl home from Russia. Okay? They should have brought the man home who's been over there longer. But, you know, it's politics. But he should have been home. You know, if they couldn't bring him, they should let both of them stay over there. Because this man, that they let go, he was a bomber, a terrorist, all of that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do that alone because we're going to have church. This is the last month of the year. This is going out for the Scott family. Okay? This is going out for all the family. Joe, I'm praying for you in Detroit. I'm praying for all of y'all for to get busy because God's going to get busy. Hold your money and watch God make his mother. I'm going to pray tonight that God multiply what you got. Money tied up, loosen. Money tied up. Is a word I want to use. The word I want to use. Release. That's what I want to use tonight. Release the money. Release the healing. Release joy. Release happiness. Don't be sad. Well, I ain't got no career. What? See, Jesus is the reason for the season. All that other stuff don't matter. I ain't got money. If you got food, Sister Lisa, they come. Sister needs to come and sit in my seat in my office. The bishop, I want to do what I want you to do, and I'm doing what she's saying, okay? And she said, you know, the devil is busy. The devil don't want you to get, because you're going to turn some things around, because so much of talk been going on. Now, if you want to hurry up and send, I want everybody to listen to me. Let me say this again. I want you to plant a seed for 2023. Go to Cash Out. Money sign, Bishop, three T. And when I get it, I'm going to send you something. Make sure you put your mailing address where I can mail something to you quick, fast. I want it to go through the mail because when I send it to you, I'm going to have a word that's going to open up the door for you. Your healing, your delivery, whatever it takes, God's going to do it for you. Right now, Sister Mary Hawkins, is your hand up because I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalms for us. It's your Bible, people, because this is the last month of the year. You can't let the devil kill you to jail. You can't let the devil make you sick. I curse counselor. Release. 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 What's your release? You use everything negative. You got to release from drugs, dope, alcohol, sickness, worry. You got to release. So I talked to Dr. Christian, she said, you're going to be released. And I said, I'm praying for release. Tonight, I'm praying for release. Whatever you need to release, I'm praying for to be released. I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah Pickens, in the store. I want you to say the word release. Sometimes you got to say, God, release me out of what I'm in. Release me out of the negativity. Sometimes you got to leave people alone. Uh-oh. I want to tell somebody that. Somebody, when I say release somebody alone, I want to tell you, bro, somebody, release it and leave it alone because it ain't working for you. When it don't work for you, you got to move to the next level. Don't let people down you. Because God made you a perfect man, a perfect woman. All the stuff you see on the TV, you have God release you from all the negativity. Release you where your ancestors can come. I've been talking to the ancestors, you know, at the end of the month or the year, the ancestors come. Oh, they sit around me, I'll be listening to what they be saying, and they be talking. I want to tell you, Tanya Scott. Your father came to me and showed me them horses and said, I love horses. Said, I want my two daughters to love horses, them to go get a horse. I know why I'm going to get a horse. If she said get a horse, go get a horse, buy it. If you see it once a week, go to the country, buy your horse. And I'm talking to what the Spirit told me to tell them. Okay, Mary. Okay, I got your hand up. Mary, God bless you. Is you on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, God bless you. Now, let me tell you this here, where I'm talking to you. Your mother comes to sit down to talk to your brother. She even talked to your sister that way out there on the left side. I ain't got to call her name. You talk to her. Be bigger, you know, put on the big girl panties. And talk to you. She got the little girl panties on. You put the big girl panties on. And I want Pearl to put the big girl panties and call. So we call you because we family. I ain't gonna let the devil tell you that we ain't gonna talk because you did a little cussing. And you all messed up. But I'm gonna put the big girl panties and say, how you doing? I'm gonna say, Merry Christmas to you. Now, they ain't got to follow up. But once you put the big panties, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you put the big panties on, you better than that. You don't let nobody put you down. You put them up. I told you what to say. Peace and love. I don't want nobody on this listening to me saying, hello, go on to hell to load about. That's where you want to go. You ain't going to get nothing. When you say peace, love, joy, and money. Woo! I feel good when I say it. And on the other people on the other line, they shut up. If the people on the other line call you with some negative, you say peace and love, you break them down. Peace and love. They don't want to hear that because they're coming with a lot of lies, a lot of who shot John and who did this. You know what I'm talking about. So when you say peace and love, because the Bible said peace and love. And he said, I leave you to peace and love. See, when you say peace and love, you invoke the spirit of your ancestors, the spirit of God. Thank you, Tan. Maybe don't read the 23rd number.
23rd number, Sam?
Yes, ma'am.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read the number 23, the number song. 23rd number song, I just read.
Thank you for
amen.
That. Amen. That's a blessing.
Number song.
That's a blessing that's a blessing that you did. Okay. I want to say to you tonight, Let me say it again. Some of you late coming on. Psalms, just for the rest of this month, the angel is Hamiel. That's the angel of December. Gabriel is the angel of January. Mm-hmm. So we're getting ready to open up some things that happen good for you. Get your pencil and paper. Open your ears up. Cut your, you want to get some coffee, whatever you get. I want to thank Sister Mary Hawkins. And I'm praying for the Hawkins family. They got a death in their family. I want to tell all your brother and all of them that's up here, there's no sorrow to ever get out of here. And I want tonight to talk about you being blessed. That's what I want to talk about tonight.
I'll share you tonight
that those that blind will open up for you, and doors that close, God will open up for you, and you're going to be all right. Hawkins family. Sure. Thank you, Mary Hawkins. Thank you, brother, Reverend Dale. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Girl, you need to call me white. You need to talk to me.
Thank you.
This is your season.
Be not dismayed. Yeah.
somebody ought to shout glory. Somebody look at somebody, look at him, and talk about it. God is riches to you. Love, peace, and joy. Get ready for that financial blessing. Get ready. I don't care how to come at you. God got all the silver, all the glory. He's going to give it to you quick, fast, and somebody can see the tenability. I want to tell you, when you're tripping, I'm putting you in joy for an awesome sight. God is speaking right now. I need somebody. Come on. I can't do nothing for your body. Thank you.
To hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity.
Yeah.
Just for pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. Yeah. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee, the waves were billowing and tossing. Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink? Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream. And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench, dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench and into the pool. And the water in the pool was called still water. Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid. I think that's what God does for us who have faith in Him. Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless for our timid souls to drink. But God has a way of opening up a private pool and letting our souls drink to the soul's satisfaction. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Yes, He does. He opens up a private pool for my soul. And not only that, He restores my soul. Soul is pretty hard to define. Nobody can really say what soul is. I think as close as we can come, you just say it's a little part of God. And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize. One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seems to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. and renewed a right spirit within. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Here's his soul. No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Q, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born. It is said that the Japanese planes, when China was at war, flew over and bombed the home of his birth. Bombed the bank where he had his last dime. Bombed the school of his childhood. Bombed the hospital where many of his friends and many of his neighbors were. Bombed everything. And when everything had gone up in flame and smoke, he thought about he had a little testament in his pocket. He reached in his pocket and it opened at the same passage, the 23rd Psalm. And when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But at this same passage, the 23rd Psalm, and when everything was gone, he began reading, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. You know, my brothers and my sisters, don't you know I would lose my way but for the fact that the Lord leads me? But you see, the way of righteousness is a narrow way. The way of truth is a narrow way. The way of love is a narrow way. The way of justice is a narrow way. Certainly the way of righteousness is a narrow way. And I believe that almost any of us would lose our way if it were not for God. But the reason why I do not lose my way always, the Lord leads me. For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me by the still water. He restores my soul. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight. Oh Lord, he lead me in paths of righteousness. Oh Lord, he's holding my hand, otherwise I'd go astray. Oh Lord, I'll take the road to destruction. But the Lord is holding my hand. Oh Lord, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about tonight. But in the highways and byways of life, I like to feel that the Lord is leading me. On the streets of Detroit or wherever I go, I like to feel that he's leading me. Leading me around the thing. Leading me around the pitfall. And I got David said, not only that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, some people feel that this is when you die. Hold on. But I'm not only in death shadows when I die. Set down in the midst of life. I'm in the shadow of death. Oh, Lord. And the only reason why that I don't lose heart, the only reason why I don't give up, my God, His Lord and His staff by my side. Oh, Lord. I don't have to worry, and I don't have to get in any hurry. Somebody may say, well, don't you know life's valley is dangerous?
Yeah.
And don't you know it's fraught with death?
Yeah.
And if you got to go through, you ought to hurry and go on through.
Yeah.
I tell those people, no, I'm in no hurry.
Yeah.
I can just walk, take my time.
Yeah.
Not even about it hurry. Afraid, I feel him near me. Oh Lord, and when enemies have predicted that I'm through, when enemies have said that he's finished, oh Lord, he doesn't have anything. See me eating and see bread on the table. Oh Lord, he put the diet and the menu of love on the table. He put the menu of peace on the table. He put on the menu inner contentment and satisfaction. And even it all around me. And unless I get a friend, he pulls oil on my head. I'm running the other side. The Lord is. The Lord is. The Lord is. The Lord is. He's mine tonight. If he is yours, I don't know how you feel about it, but the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord, take me to green pasture. The Lord, take me to valley green. The Lord, take me down by the still waters.
You know, there's dashes and dances and prances and vixens, comets and cheeses and dunners and blitzens.
23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yes. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yes. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Yes. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes. Well, yes.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, mm-hmm. but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists.
Yeah.
And entertainers in the city, and by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Yeah.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
The orator employed all of his innate gift to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory.
Yeah.
And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause.
Yeah.
And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage.
Yeah.
When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded.
My Lord.
But there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage.
Well,
said the orator, recited this passage like a man who knew it.
Amen.
And was gifted to recite it.
Amen.
But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd.
Yes.
Of which it speaks.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage.
Yes, sir.
It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd.
Yeah.
It has been ascribed to the authorship of David.
Well.
However, David did not write all of the Psalms.
Yeah. Well, amen.
Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple.
Yes.
Others were written by other patriarchs and saints.
Amen.
But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep.
Yes.
Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep.
Yes.
And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd.
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, if you please.
Yes.
This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream upon something like this. To give off a testimony like this,
well,
you've got to have had some experience with God. You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon
him. Well,
listen now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yes.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord mean anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. The courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering?
Father, I stretch my hand.
See, you know, nobody is going to give us this information.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water.